Hi, this is Kristen Hammer again with a new post about pronunciation. Today I'll be talking about one of the main mistakes a Brazilian learner makes in their pronunciation. I specify Brazilian learner because I teach all over the world and this is just something specific to Brazil. Changing this one little habit will greatly improve how other native speakers understand you. Better your English with one simple pronunciation tip. I've been teaching English in Brazil now for over 6 years. During this time, I would say that at least 80% of my students make the same error in pronunciation. If you're someone who makes this error, this tip will help you in not only improving your pronunciation, but will also help your communication skills in general. In a nutshell, the error is adding an extra syllable to the end of many words. This extra syllable spoken always has the sound of the letter E. Examples are big, book, ship, wood, knife, live. In these examples, all of the words have just one syllable. They all end with a consonant sound at the end. In Portuguese, words don't end with these sounds. So the tendency for someone learning English is to simply add them. But this is a big error. Let's look at each of the words. Big, not biggie. Book, not bookie. Ship, not shippy. Wood, not woody. Knife. Now, the K in the beginning and the E on the end are silent, so it's not knifey. Live. Again, in the word live, the E is silent. It's not livy. You see, when you speak with a native speaker of English, pronouncing this extra syllable not only makes it hard for them to understand, but it also kind of hurts their ears. It makes the listener tired, kind of listening, and can affect communication. This gets a little more complicated with the use of the consonants T and D. Not only does the student pronounce the extra syllable, but they change the whole sound of the consonant. The D sound becomes a J sound, and the T sound becomes a CH or a CH CH sound. Examples are read, out, eat, linked. Let's go through these one by one. Read is one syllable not pronounced hedgy. The R sound we use is what some Brazilians might call a caipira R, depending on what region they live in. Out is one syllable with a stop consonant, not ouchie. Not only is this pronunciation wrong, it's also a different word. Ouch is the sound we make when something hurts, similar to your ay exclamation sound. Also, ouchie is a kind of baby word that a child uses to refer to his wound. Eat is one syllable with a stop consonant, not each or eachy. Again, the word each is a different word altogether and can cause problems in communication. And finally, linked is also one syllable. The sound is linked. It's not pronounced linkage. I can almost guarantee you that if you talk to a native speaker and say the name of the popular social network LinkedIn, with the pronunciation of linkaging, they won't have any idea what you're talking about. It's pronounced LinkedIn. As a side note, if the person is already familiar with a Brazilian accent, you'll have a better chance of being understood. Well, I hope this post helped clear things up. If you need more help with pronunciation or any other topic in English, I offer classes online. You can feel free to contact me. Thanks. Until next time. Bye-bye.